The Wake Up Song and the You Bastard Sight of the Day. Want to know more? Visit Holmberg's Morning Sickness online at 98kupd.com.
Channel 3 is now having their graphic show on. It says the train wreck, and then in quotes on the TV, it says vision of eternal flames of hell. Everybody's in on this thing being the great. They want it to be the greatest disaster in the history of Arizona. Nothing happened. And then Tom Fairman says, he sent us this one here. Check this. Toledo found it.
But for this Tempe woman, she wants answers.
Angry. I'm a Tempe resident. I'm a taxpayer. And I'm angry because this shouldn't have never happened. People could have been killed. People could have been very hurt, very injured. And this should have never happened.
She's very mad about this thing. But you imagine as the guy.
It's so true about accidents.
you said. The politician comes out and says to us, we're going to fix that bridge that's not broken, that nobody even remembered what existed. Trains still go over that thing?
What is she so angry about anyway? I mean, did it derail on her her refrigerator box she lived in under the bridge or what? Right. I mean, come on.
Well, you didn't see that she's a goat troll who lives under that bridge. And the only way that she can make money is charging people who try to pass under her bridge.
Oh,
and now the bridge is down.
Coal has been taken away.
Yeah, now her whole sustenance. COVID has ruined her life. First it's COVID, then you got all the racism in the world, and now her bridge collapses and she can't make shillings by the passersby under her goat bridge.
And that cardboard box is highly flammable. There's flames everywhere, Brett.
That's
true.
Excellent point.
That's true. All
her
right.
box probably burned up. I'm going to rephrase that. I'm going to go ahead and start over that. That's not what I meant. But it's funnier that way. And I got an email from a couple people that said that they almost died in it. You know, we got a lot of people who are very close to dying in it.
There were a lot of us yesterday.
Tom has a great idea. Maybe we should drop off one of those painted white bikes by the bridge. Again,
a
I still think.
Car, a big old train car.
Brady, big old white train car.
Yeah, well, we'll just paint one of them in the water white. Brady and I had this idea years ago is to just try to fool people all over the valley and put like a toboggan on an on-ramp and paint it white.
Random. Like, yeah. What happened?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Just people would drive by with two skis crossed and a couple of poles on the side of like the entrance at Glendale in the 51. It's like, what the hell? Snowshoes painted white on Camelback
wheelbarrow.
Road. Not even a form of transportation.
A wheelbarrow.
The man was just simply doing something with a wheelbarrow. A drill and a stuffed animal. God knows what was on that guy's mind. Anyway, I had to get on that for a second because it's overstated just a little bit. This train accident was definitely bad. But in the end, it was an accident. Everybody's okay. We lost that old bridge that basically was too old. Royal Norman's, I thought he was going to get in trouble yesterday when he did the weather. And he goes, my son's an engineer, and he's just laughing the whole time. And he goes, the first thing he said to me was, bridges aren't meant to go that long. So he basically said, you know, this was bound to happen. You keep rolling trains over bridges that are 120 years old.
Yeah, but how old is the original Mill Avenue Bridge? That thing's ancient as well.
Yeah, it is. But they've
fortified
it. But
it held up through all those washes.
No, that's true. But I mean,
strongest built one.
That was back in the 80s.
Yeah. Well, that was the original one.
Yeah.
5 or 6 years ago where they went around, and this was a fear tactic, but they were talking about how all the roads and bridges needed to be repaired, and we don't have the money to do
it. Well, that girl's a taxpayer. She said that train that she'd forgotten that goes by that bridge that she didn't remember anymore, that needed to be fixed, and she's an angry taxpayer. You're right, though, but her goat died. Her goat under the bridge is dead, Brady, and a lot of people have stories, and you can't judge them for it. Anyway, so overstating just a little. It is kind of neat. I will say that, going by and seeing, like, you know, it looks like when they did a movie set and they crash a train.
I think they want it to be bigger than it is because the news is just nothing but COVID.
Yeah, that's true.
So they just want something and they just want to hype it up so that they don't, it's not something as boring as it is.
Right. Yeah, because it turned out nothing really bad.
And is it Rio Salado that's closed down?
What do you mean?
The road, the actual road.
Oh, yeah, the road that, you can get around that.
Yeah, because it crashed in the Tempe Beach Park.
Yeah, so you'll be fine. You can't go to the park for a couple days.
You're not supposed to be going anyway.
Nobody goes there anyway.
It's too hot anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're walking, it's 4 in the morning. If you're walking in the daytime, you're insane. Anyway, it's time now for Jeremy's segment. What the F moments? Oh, I'll just let you talk.
What the F moments in Comfort TV?
That's right. Jeremy is here to tell us, as we all have Comfort TV on our minds, and some people, Comfort Radio is there. Catching up with the show all the way back to February, which is insanely funny.
Wait till he gets to the series premiere.
Oh, my God. Yeah, exactly. Wait till you get past all the good stuff. You're back in February. That's nothing. Jeremy, you have we invented the game last week, the 700 Club Jeopardy, where we quizzed Brady on answers that Pat Robertson was giving people who had questions, and then we tried to guess the question.
Yes.
You found some more.
Yeah, so basically it's just going to be him answering, and I want you to – you have to guess which – what the question was from the listener. Right. At first, I envisioned it of – everything's kind of changing on the show, so we need to see if Brady really is the most moral man to do the what would Brady do?
Let's have
but
Brett,
now we got Brett. Yeah,
Brett and Brady will
the most immoral.
We'll confer. Yeah, trust me, the texts that I get from him, that is a fact.
Are horrible. Yes.
If it makes me cringe, I'm like, oh, I don't know.
Go sit at a 2-hour remote with him, just you and him. It's real bad.
Look, I've had drinks with him. We haven't even gotten paid for it. We've done it. All right, so you want me to play number one?
Yeah, so go ahead and play number one. All
right, Brett and Brady will guess the question. This is the answer Pat gave to a question.
Heavens, no. Why'd you ever get an idea like that? When you die, you're going to be with the Lord or you're going to be apart from the Lord. But your spirit will live on.
Is that English?
Sort of.
What the hell is he talking
he's
about?
He's speaking English.
Jesus.
Brady, do you have an answer for or a question for Pat?
Pat, I bought some Mighty Seal. Am I going to hell or heaven?
Heavens, no. Why'd you ever get an idea like that? When you die, you're going to be with the Lord or you're going to be apart from the Lord.
That's right. Brady, try harder.
Yeah, come on, Brady.
Come on. Make it a thing.
Real effort.
Right, well, I'm thinking it's Pat. I did this. Because I did this, am I going to hell?
You really thought it was Mighty Putty?
No, not Mighty Putty, but she did some kind of thing.
Right.
That
that's what we're trying to guess here.
Well, that's...
Mighty Putty's a poor guess.
I went with
I'm
Mighty
saying.
Putty.
A terrible guess.
What's your guess, Brett?
I'm still lost on this. What the hell?
What was the question?
The question is, sorry, Brady, you were way off. The question was, after a human dies, can they become a guardian angel?
And the answer again.
Heavens, no. Why'd you ever get an idea like that? When you die, you're going to be with the Lord or you're going to be apart from the Lord. But your spirit will live on.
So all those people that say, oh, my grandma died, she became my guardian angel, that's just horse.
Yep, Pat says that's right out.
All right, question number two.
Or they're already there.
What do you mean?
The guardian angels have always been there.
Who are the guardian angels?
So there's no new recruits.
Oh, they're not hiring right now.
Yeah.
There's a hiring freeze. Yeah.
So those were never people. They were just placed in, they were centuries.
They were just always there, Brady?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They never were
that's information.
People on Earth. Yeah.
Right, let's try. Is that right? Do we have any?
I think there's there's a definite belief that there's angels and ranking angels,
yeah.
But I don't think they're ever.
But do we get one?
Are we each assigned
one?
Do we each get one?
You don't have to worry about one. What she was asking is, could I become one?
Right. But do we have, do I have, like, do you
Yeah, does everybody get a guardian angel?
Or is it regional? Like, he's the Southwest representative.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I mean.
he's a regional guardian angel. Well, I can't have 7 billion of them.
Right. You can put a request in.
So I only get my guardian angel, like, every other weekend?
Because think about it.
Again, some people believe that, in that there's guardian angels.
Right.
But.
I would prefer it if there were regional ones. Like there's one for the States, there's one for Canada, there's one for Mexico. It's all because
one for the whole country.
Well, right, because if Brady's right, and they were pre-made and they never were people, they had to wait for the population to get up to like 7 billion. Because for the longest time we were like a billion people, so there were 6 billion guardian angels. If we each get one, just waiting their turn, or they're just invented on the fly.
That's another good reason for population control. Then
that's right, to keep the guardian angel population down as well.
Yes.
Some of them are doing a poor job. Like whoever was watching that bridge the other day. All right, here we go. Let's try number two.
God is looking at millions, maybe trillions of other beings in this world. And God does not want them to love him because they're afraid of him. God wants them to love him because they love him because of who he is and how gracious and wonderful he is.
Brett?
The Boy Scout Masters?
He's talking about Boy Scout.
Well, he was talking about rubbing up against Jesus and stuff, so come on.
Brady, your more moral answer than that?
Maybe referencing is God still a wrathful deal? Should I fear God?
All right.
Very close on both, but neither.
Yeah. Really?
Close, really? Yeah. Basically, the question was, why doesn't God just destroy Satan?
I guess that was a great question.
I was close. Yours was right.
So it was Brady's, him getting angry. So basically, this is highlighting question. That Pat has nonsensical answers for nonsensical right, questions.
Right. That's a good question. Why not? Because he's watching everybody else.
Well, and he says because he's a good guy. He doesn't right. destroy stuff. He lets people do their thing. Satan wants to do his thing, but he's just right. wrong.
Why didn't Satan do it? All right,
it's
here's
about
another.
The – I think it comes back to also where Pat's talking about the free will thing. So with the free will, God says, look, I'll let you guys run the world, and I'll also let
– Satan help.
Satan run about.
All right.
It's your decision to reject him.
Well, that's inconvenient.
It's very Jay Cutler
yeah.
of him.
Yeah, it's very who cares. Yeah. All right, number three.
When I was at the Museum of the Bible, they had – a room that showed the translations of the Bible. And I was told there are only a few languages on earth, like 33 or 35 or something like that, where they don't have some portion of Scripture. So has the gospel gone to the whole world? Well, according to this, almost every single culture, tribe on the face of the earth has some one portion of Scripture. All right.
The hell's he talking about him now?
What the, no, I'm out.
Brady?
I think the person was saying, do you believe that everyone in the world has heard the word of God?
Oh, right.
Well, that's pretty bing, good,
Brady.
Bing.
Finally wow. got one. Nicely done, Brady.
The question was, have any people not yet heard the good news? And good news is capitalized, so I'm guessing that's meaningful.
I know who hasn't. That North Sentinel Island that shoots arrows at anybody that shows up. And maybe it's because they did finally
get... They're just
get...
on the Old Testament
yeah.
right now.
yeah, they're binge-watching the old one. Wait until they get to that new book. All right, this will be a good one. Which is the best one, Jeremy?
Six.
Six is the best. I'm going to go to six. Ready?
Oh, no.
Here we go.
Here's the deal. If somebody is an alcoholic, one drink of wine will set that person off and destroy his life.
Wow.
That's the way it is. Now, as a Christian, you can drink wine. Jesus drank wine. He talked about, I won't drink this new until I drink it in the kingdom of God. You know, there's a lot in there, the wine, and people in Germany drink beer and so forth.
There you go. People in Germany drink beer. Brett is struggling.
And so forth.
What the hell? I think Pat's been drinking yeah. in this
oh,
thing.
There's
it's
no
ridiculous.
Question. We love listening to Pat. I watch him every day now in the office after the show. Brady?
I think the person asked Pat, is it okay to be a Christian? Is it okay to drink?
Close, but no cigar, Brady. Sorry. Give him the X. The question was, should a Christian sell wine at wine tasting parties and recruit other workers who have leadership positions in the church?
To sell wine to other people.
Yes. To be oh, basically
you,
like
yeah, because if you hand it over to an alcoholic, you're the catalyst to the nightmare.
So it's a pyramid scheme. They right. want to hire people from the church, but they're like, it's got alcohol involved. I'm kind of sketch. And one of the guys is an alcoholic.
So Pat didn't really even answer that.
Exactly. He doesn't really answer any of them.
Is number four or five good? I'm late.
Four.
Four. All right. Here we go. Good luck.
Well, yes and no. He is high priest of the family. And as long as he's under the authority of God Almighty, he has authority as head of the household. But if he walks out of that authority, he doesn't have that authority any longer.
I think the question was, why was Hitler Pat's favorite person?
Close, but wrong.
No.
Who is Father Dale?
Yeah. Who is, yeah, why is Father Dale still walking the
Even
earth?
Closer. The question was, if my if my Christian husband has fallen and is not right with God, can that possibly negatively affect me because I am under my husband's authority?
Oh, I like
yeah.
her.
Huh?
That lady rocks.
I'm close with my...
She got a sister?
Yeah, what is it? Brady.
Well, I was going to say my parents are redecorating the house, but my dad is never getting the right to make decisions, and he's the man of the household.
Yeah, and what does that mean?
Does he rule the roost?
Yeah,
and Pat says yes.
Pat says,
ding,
yeah.
ding, ding, ding.
He should place her outside of her home, and they should stone her so your father can decorate the way he wants with golf clubs and photos of his fraternity days and back when he was running the Cuban Revolution, Brady.
You know what? I take back everything I said about Pat now. Yeah. I'm on board. I'm yeah. on Team Pat.
Yeah, Team Pat. You know, sometimes he stumbles over one. You're like, well... That's some good advice right there.
I love how Brady was close on each one, and Brett is just I don't even know what he's saying.
Nah. Brett acted like someone was pouring fire on him. Well, nice try. Yeah, the Pat's answers to questions are just ridiculous. And I love the one last week where the lady's like, is my husband looking over me after he passes?
No, no. No, see, he doesn't care.
He's with God now.
He's not with you. Ew.
What's interesting is most of the calls, are. It's almost like confessional.
Mm-hmm.
They tell it in a thing that this is one of their problems, or it's a friend of theirs that's having this problem.
Oh, it's like, what would Brady do?
Yeah, Betty's making
the answers aren't as stupid.
Betty's making a bunch of money on that wine.
It's what would Brady do with a whole lot less threesome questions. Has the Oculus arrived, Brady?
No.
Here's
I haven't even gotten the ding from Alexis.
Saying, guess the question. No, you should never take your child's possessions and use them for sexual gratification. What's the question?
Pat,
can I use my daughter's Oculus to jerk off? No. Use your wife's. That's how that goes.
Get your own.
You. It's 9:31. Well done, Jeremy, again. Very interesting. And I like that I'm making Jeremy spend hours on end clipping out 700 clip.
I watched a lot of episodes yesterday.
It's a punishment. I love it. And we got the entertainment drill coming up next.
Yeah, I want it.
You really, really, really want it?
Yes, I really want it.